Hello and welcome
to Crispy Tart Topics.
We're back!
Sorry for the two-week vacation, but we're just trying to get some really good material up for you guys.
So. Yeah, we started a new project, kind of, an interview project where we're actually going out into the field and talking to people. And it's been harder than you think to get people to be on board with, like, having a
recorded conversation.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of, like, unrecorded conversations, but we're trying to, like, work on that. But anyway, that's just what's been going on with us. We have some interesting topics to discuss today.
But first,
I have to tell you about
my weekend, because you have to tell me if I was totally wrong for doing this. But so the situation is, I was coming off the train and going up the escalator to leave, and this guy was standing right behind me.
Wait, what time of day was this?
This was like 1:30 in the morning, or yeah, around that time. And he's on the escalator behind me, and I was wearing a skirt and tights, and I swear I felt someone touch the back of my thigh.
Uh-huh.
I thought he touched my thigh.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I just reacted. Like, I didn't even try to think logically. I don't know what came over me, but I just turned around and I punched him.
In the face?
In the chest.
Oh.
Like, real hard. And I was like, don't fucking touch me. And he was like, because I had my headphones in and I didn't know what he was saying, but probably something like, I didn't touch you. And I was like, don't fucking touch me or I'll kick your ass. And he walked away, but I noticed he had, like, it looked like a some kind of tennis racket in his hand or something.
Wow.
So I'm now thinking back, I think maybe his tennis racket bumped me, and I just reacted out of pure, like,
rage
reflex.
yeah.
But I've never done that in my entire life. I've never, like, punched somebody or slapped somebody, so it was really a weird thing. But maybe he did do it, you know? I don't fucking know.
But wait, what did the guy look like? Was he like homeless or like just a normal guy?
Just a normal guy.
Okay. So.
I think maybe nothing.
Yeah, it could have been nothing. I don't know.
I feel really bad because it looked like he was already having a shit night, so I probably like.
Did he look scared or?
No, he just kind of looked like, what the fuck? But, you know, he could have done it. I don't fucking know.
Like, yeah.
I swear I felt someone touched my thigh, but it probably was just...
I mean, I've done shit like that before.
Really?
And it's really... Yeah, it's really, like... Once you do it the first time, then you're like, oh, wow, that feels, like, really good. I understand why guys, like, fight. Cause,
yeah, it did feel really good, and... I thought, I kind of, like, knocked him back a little, so maybe I have some, like, pent-up aggression towards men in general.
I think you do. I think I do, too.
I could definitely beat someone up if I wanted to, just off adrenaline.
But, so what do you think, like, a better way to, like, let that release come out would be? Working out, I guess.
Working out, or maybe
that's why you
boxing.
Did it. Because you've been working out, and, like...
I feel strong.
Yeah.
I do feel stronger, but... Yeah, also I've never been in a situation where someone has, like, blatantly touched me besides, I mean, well, that's
like
not
friends.
True. That's not true, because, like, at clubs, like, people have grabbed my hands.
Yeah.
And I've never slapped them or got physical, maybe because I was in, like, a situation with a ton of people around.
Yeah.
And this was just, like, just me and him. I don't know, but... I should do it more often.
I mean, that...
It's hard to know
what he was doing, though.
Yeah.
Because you have to defend yourself.
Exactly.
And so if he was going to do something, like...
I feel
you
better
doing that
doing
shows,
it.
Like, he's not going to fuck with you after that. Like...
Yeah.
So maybe, like, if he was actually touching you and you, like, kind of ignored it, then he would try to touch you more and, like, something bad would happen. So it's hard to know, like...
Yeah, it was weird. It was definitely out of pure reflex, though. Like, I didn't even think about it. I just immediately turned around and punched him.
Yeah, it might have been nothing, though. It's weird.
It probably was.
I mean, whatever.
I feel better it because, like, what if he did do it?
Yeah.
Then you I know you I can defend yourself. Myself.
Yeah.
But...
Sorry, dude out there if you didn't mean
to do
that.
Yeah, my bad. It wasn't that hard of a punch, so you'll be fine.
You'll live through it.
But anyways, some of these guys we're about to talk about probably should have gotten punched in the fucking face because they're fucking shady. And, you know, we're gonna talk to you guys about what it's like to date somebody who has an intense ex situation or just got out of a long-term relationship and now you're their first one after that.
Yeah, and just kind of in general what it's like after a breakup and how you get back to your normal life and what kind of people you can be friends with after that.
Yeah.
So, first off, have you ever dated somebody with an ex issue?
Literally every single person I've dated, except for my current, has had a... They dated me right after they broke up with someone who they were with for 1, 2, 3 years, like, long-term shit, and maybe they still talk to this person, and that's, like, something we had to deal with in each relationship, like... Oh, I talked to my ex today, and I'm like, oh, really? What about, like, Twitch, like, trying not to freak out. But actually, this one guy I met off Tinder, this is so weird, he actually had a really decent house, like, it was a big-ass house, and we were hanging out for a couple weeks, and then he goes, I have to tell you something. It's like, what? He says... My ex-girlfriend lives next door.
Which, like, first of all, why?
I literally would never expect that ever. And I was like, why? And he... I can't remember the exact reason, but, you know, they lived together in the house we were hanging out in. And it's weird, because I would, like, drive over there and, you know, park in the driveway and spend the night.
Yeah.
And she was probably, like, fucking lurking out the window.
Wait, so, like, how many times had you seen him before he told you that?
A few times. So I had been hanging out with him for 2, 3 weeks, and then he tells me this
shit. So maybe he told you that because she asked him about it. Maybe she was like,
who's that girl? Seen a gray Taurus. Yeah, exactly. And I immediately stopped talking to him after that.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, though. Some girls won't do that. Some girls would be like, okay, well, I'll try to...
Like, I'm here now type of thing.
Yeah.
But that's fucking weird. Like, she lives right next door. Like, that means you guys still have ties to each other.
Yeah, and I'm sure you still see each other. I'm sure... Like, one of them finds an excuse
to, like... Obviously, they see each other. They live right next door.
Yeah. I mean, like, they find an excuse to see each other, too, probably. Like...
Ew.
So, I had a guy, Ryan Hastings. Got him. No, he was somebody that I kind of dated in college. And I remember, like, in the beginning of our relationship, I was like, let's just be friends. Because he told me he still lived with his ex-girlfriend. And I was like, we should just be friends then, you know?
Yeah.
And he kind of said, well, I already have friends, so I want, like, to be more than friends with you. I like you. And me being my 19-year-old, like, starry-eyed self, I was like, okay, like,
yeah.
And so, of course, like, it's kind of obvious how it ended. He texted me one day and was like, oh, yeah, just to let you know, like, I spent the night, like, with my ex-girlfriend, like, we slept in the same bed. So, I mean, that was, like...
Which means they fucked. Or did something. Cuddled the kiss.
Yeah.
Probably means they fucked.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, maybe they did. But in any case, I was like, all right, well, that sucks. See you never.
Bye. So you think, did you feel, like, used in that situation?
I just felt stupid because I was like, I should have known this was gonna happen, and
yeah,
I shouldn't have even like dated him considered him as like somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard when, because he probably only lived with her because they had a lease, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was college, too. Like, everybody's poor, so they lived together.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, they were just, like, they, you know, a lot of couples live together in college just because it's so much cheaper. And
yeah.
I did it, too, in college. Like, made a lot of things easier.
That's true. So awkward, though. I just feel like, in high school, I dated someone for a whole week. And
for a whole entire week.
They had just gotten out of a really long relationship. And they had, he said he had tickets. He bought tickets for her birthday, mm-hmm. which was like the next week after we started dating. And I was like, well, you know, I trust you. You should go. You should still go with her.
Yeah.
And that was a fucking mistake because he like kissed her, you know, like, well, he cheated on me.
Like, of course. Like,
but I really thought like they were going to be, well, you know, obviously I'm like 15 and stupid.
But maybe he really thought at the time too, nothing was going to happen. And then something happens because that's like fucking humans.
Yeah. So the next day he was like, I kissed her and let's break up. And I was like, damn, son, like, I trusted you and you just, like, totally didn't even try.
But that's nice that he at least told, I mean, I'm not saying, like, he didn't do anything wrong, but, like, it's nice that he told you and didn't try to, like,
right away,
didn't try to, like, make, prolong your relationship and, like, didn't try to, like, be secretive.
That's true.
But
I actually went home, quote unquote, sick that day because I was so upset.
Yeah. I mean, from school, you mean?
Yeah, I left.
Yeah.
I called my mom and was like, I don't feel good.
No, sometimes that's like so overwhelming when shit like that happens.
Like, yeah, it's really embarrassing. And like something else happened that day with my other ex who, I don't know, his friends like made fun of me in the hallway or some shit. The same time. So I was like, mom.
Do you remember? Wait, what did they say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was something, though. Something weird. Hmm. And then my other ex in high school. This is a little different. Kind of. So I dated this guy for like 6 months. And actually, before we started dating, he had a crush on my best friend. But then she dated someone else. So he started liking me. And we dated for 6 months. And they would, like, sometimes he would put his arm around her, like, joking, in a friendly way in the hallways. But I would be, like, behind them, and I'd be like, okay, like, I'll just be back here.
Like, hey, okay.
Yeah. And then I pretty much had to tell him, like, don't talk to her, because I know you used to like her, and those feelings don't just go away.
Yeah.
So I prefer you not talk to her anymore. He didn't, and it was fine, but then, like, we broke up, and they started talking over Facebook. And actually, neither of them told me. I found out because I looked through her Facebook.
You did some investigation.
Yeah. And they were, like, saying I love you and shit after, like, 2 weeks. So, to me, that means they never stopped talking.
No, you know what I think it is? Like, I think a lot of times people's relationships become stronger because of that, like, forbidden fruit thing. So, like, they're like, oh, or forbidden or distance or something, like, makes it stronger.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're like,
we have this connection.
Yeah.
This, like, undeniable connection.
And, like, we're not supposed to, but we do. Like, I can't.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you. It was shitty, but so when I found out, she wrote me this, like, 3-page letter. Pretty much summing it up, she said that she didn't care how I felt and that she was going to date him anyways. And that even her mom told her to date him.
My mom told me to.
Yeah. So I was actually very mature about it at that age, which was like 17, 16. And I said, okay, like, I'm not going to ruin our friendship over this guy. I don't have feelings for him anymore, so I don't want to get in the way if you guys are good together. But then, like, a month later, she started trying for a baby at, like, 17.
And while you're still, like, 15.
Yeah. They were literally trying. And then she got pregnant. She got pregnant, and now they have a kid together.
So she did have a baby at 17.
Actually, they didn't get pregnant until after she graduated. So maybe she was like 19 and he was 16 or 17.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Also, like, why was he so... why did you guys like him so...
I don't fucking know, but... I mean, that definitely changed our relationship. I was still really good friends with her, but then just we grew apart because she did this thing to me. And
yeah, it was hard to...
I couldn't let that emotion go as much as logically I could, but just that gut feeling.
Also, she sounds fucking crazy, like, trying to be a kid at 16 or 17, like...
That's true.
Doesn't sound like a good friend to have anyway. Like,
so, question is, can you date people that your friends have dated?
Yeah, it's a tough question because I think sometimes... Okay, so let's think about a scenario here. So let's say, like, I had a guy that I was dating, and then we broke up, and then you were interested in him.
Yeah.
What do you think is, like, the correct way to approach that scenario?
How long were you with the person?
Okay, let's say I was with him for 2 years.
2 years?
But
I probably would never pursue that.
So that's the thing. It's like it depends on the duration of the relationship.
Yes.
And the duration of the friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but if me and you had only known each other 2 weeks, and I met you and your boyfriend once, then you guys broke up and I started talking to him, I mean, do you think we would continue our friendship?
I hope that we would. That's what I was saying. Like, I don't think that girls should be enemies because of guys, because that, like, further separates us.
Yeah, but like, how can you...
Girls have to come together.
How can you suppress those feelings of hurt and jealousy?
Well, you just have for to me, be... like, how to not be jealous is to become friends with the person. Because then I start to understand, like, who they are as a person, and then I realize why that guy liked them. And then I realize they like me, too, so there's no problem with me.
Yeah. It would just be... It's hard for me to see someone if I really loved them, to see them with another person in that intimate way, it's gonna bother me. Like, it's not a feeling I can just, like, get rid of.
Wait, so you're saying, like... Okay.
You know.
What if you were only dating them for, like, 2 months, and then another girl that you met for, like, 2 weeks started dating them? Then it's okay?
I think I would still feel something in regards, like... Like, I think that girl is shady, and I also think the guy is shady, and I think I'd be pissed at both of them, honestly.
Yeah.
And I probably would just distance myself, because they obviously don't care about my feelings. At least that's how I would feel. And maybe eventually,
if I could get over
that, maybe I could be friends with them, but... Would we actually be close friends? Probably not, because I wouldn't totally trust them.
But we could probably hang, you know what I mean?
And, like, be cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing is, like, the guy, Ryan Hastings, every time, like, after he told me they were in bed together, I would see that girl, and I would just, like, hate, like, I don't know, whenever I saw her, I, like, felt a lot of hate, and I would think, like, oh, like, what the fuck is she wearing? Like, she's not even cute. Like, you know, like, just, like, I would say shit like that to my friends. And then, like, 2 years later, I saw her at a bar, and she was like, hey, like, I know you. And I was like, I know you, too. And she's like, you want to smoke weed in the bathroom? And then, like, we became friends. And it was because of him. So I think that a lot of times, like, you... Girls can come together because of a guy instead of, like, being separated because of a guy.
Yeah, that's true. And especially if the situation was... Maybe he was manipulating her or, like,
manipulating both of us, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So maybe in the situation where if I was dating someone for 2 months and a friend of 2 weeks came in and stole him. Maybe he was talking to her and saying, like, I only want you and me and her aren't that serious. Like,
yeah, you
never
can't
know.
Make the girl the enemy.
Yeah.
You can never, because
sometimes you can, though, if she,
Yeah, I mean, but you can't, I think that the initial reaction is to, like, hate the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to, like, step away from that.
My ex in college, though, it was definitely both of their faults, and I think I resented both of them for it, but I definitely took it more out on the girl, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe he did initiate most of it, and I wasn't reprimanding him as much as her, because I would just see her sending him pictures, but maybe he deleted his texts, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You just don't know. And when we broke up, he immediately added her on social media. So maybe he did have a lot more to do with it. And I would be like, I fucking hate her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, why is she in your inbox? That's what a lot of girls say. Like, why is, like, this girl talking to my man? But it's probably because he's talking to her. Like,
talking to her back.
Yeah.
If they're not giving them the attention, like, most of the time, the girl's not going to keep trying if they're not getting a response.
Yeah, you have to think about, like, how you would react. Most girls are not like, I want to go for this guy that has a girlfriend. Like, most girls are not trying to fucking do that. Like, it's too much work. So, like,
but if the guy's doing it, maybe, they're not clear with who they're with and how serious the relationship is.
Tukate.
It's interesting to date somebody who's had, like, a really intense relationship, and they actually, like, maybe they bought a dog together or something. Didn't you meet someone on Tinder that had that situation?
I did, and I can't remember who the fuck it was, which, like, really bothers me, but, so I guess, like, he was seeing the dog once a week.
And dog we custody.
We went on a Tinder date, and he was like, "Yeah, tomorrow I have to, like, go see the dog." It's weird, though.
Did they have to go to court for it? Do you know?
I don't think so. I think they just had an agreement.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, now you're attached to that person for as long as you're willing to be attached, pretty much. Like, why are you on Tinder if you have ex-dog custody issues?
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you think they should do? Just, like, choose a side? Like, choose somebody to have the dog?
Yeah.
How do you choose, though?
Someone's gotta let go.
Yeah, but who? Who deserves the dog more? It's, like,
whoever wants to actually move on.
Or maybe whoever wants to actually move on should not take the dog.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I think I could do it. I could give up an animal if I really just wanted to cut ties with that person.
I remember, like, if you guys remember Roz Johnson, who's actually Roz Valentine, that's what I meant to say, who actually is fucking coming in town again for my birthday next week. Maybe we could talk to her again. But I remember I dated her ex right after they were dating. And I remember this time where, like, she was just coming back to the house to, like, get her shit. And that's, like, such a fucking awkward thing. Like, and I was there, and she was like, oh, like, this too, and this and this. And then she took the fucking Nintendo 64, and I was like, I mean, sorry, Roz, like, I'm not mad about it. At the time, I was like, what the fuck, like, why did she get that? And, like, I don't know, like, they got it together, like, somebody gave it to both of them.
Oh, yeah.
And so she took it, and I was like, what the fuck, like, why does she get it? Like, I want to play with that, too.
Oh, my God. Like,
so, yeah, there's, like, a lot of things that you have to deal with the breakup. Like, there are a lot of, like, things that you have to separate from each other, especially if you have a, like, 6 months is maybe not so much, but, like,
I had to deal with a lot of shit with the guy I dated for only a few months in college. Because like, he after we broke up, he got another girlfriend named Sarah who looked exactly like me after 2 weeks. And then...
You okay with, like, showing your name?
Fuck my life. Whatever. Anyways, you guys don't know my name right by now. You all are dumb. But, anyways, so... I was looking through old messages and I realized, like, I talked to him a lot about his... the girl who was currently dating after me to him, and like I would say stuff like, can you tell her to stop friend requesting me and stop trying to like talk to me and look at my shit, because girls do that.
But maybe she was trying to be friends
with
you.
Let me move on. Like, oh. I don't want anything. Why would I want to talk to you? You just started dating my ex after 2 weeks ago. Like, we just broke up.
Yeah.
So don't try to talk to me. It's fucking weird.
I'm trying to think of it from her side, because maybe she was trying to just be like, sorry that this happened, and like, I think you're a cool person.
She could have messaged me, you know.
No, she never did.
No.
Okay.
She just tried to friend request me and shit. Mm. Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. She should say, like, sorry this happened this way. Like, yeah. I think you seem
I was
cool.
Like, do you know why she's trying to do that? It was... And then he responds, like, I couldn't talk to her about that, sorry. And I was like...
I couldn't talk to her about that.
Yeah.
Yes, you could. Like, you just decided not to.
He just always avoided it, and then he would still talk to me. And I know you listening, so...
Bro, what's his name?
His name is... Alan.
Alan Tecate. Alan,
that's his middle name. But... I wonder if he's heard all the stuff. I talk about him a lot in here, so I'm curious, because he's never said anything about it.
Yeah.
So are you really
Yo,
listening?
Alan, come clean. Reveal yourself. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that I just want girls to be friends with girls and not to hate each other because of a fucking guy. Because of what he does to, like, manipulate them. Or, like, what he does...
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of guys manipulating girls, for sure.
And if we came together more, then guys would have less power.
Right, right.
That's the thing. It's, like, we have to... I mean, there are certain situations where, like, if you guys are best friends, of course it's not gonna be the same. But if you guys didn't really know each other before, like, you and the girl...
Yeah.
Then I think that you could still... like, form a friendship, yeah, from that.
Yeah. That's possible. Yeah, I feel like now maybe I could talk to her. I don't think we could be friends, though.
Wait, what about the girl that, like, wrote you the letter? How long has that been since you talked to her?
Since my friend passed away, so 4 years now.
So what about now? Yeah, 4 years is a long time.
It is, but, you know, it's a two-way street. Like, I ain't heard from her either, and
yeah,
I made the most effort in our entire relationship, and bye.
Like, yeah,
I don't
know.
Just, especially after something tragic happens, you think you would continue to talk. But a lot of people don't, and I don't want to always be the one making the effort. If you clearly, all you care about is your relationship with guys, like...
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, who's to say you wouldn't do the same thing again? Like, what? I'm not going to let you meet my boyfriends now. Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, imagine if I... Because my boyfriend's coming here in 2 weeks... And imagine if you started talking to him and then, like, added him on social media and then started talking to him on there, you know, I would
but
never...
But you know that I wouldn't be, like, talking to him like that.
I don't know that.
You don't trust me?
I think like... it would be very weird for someone to do that. Like, what's the... Why?
Just to, like, make friends.
But you can make plenty of friends that aren't my boyfriend, you know what I mean?
But maybe I want to be friends with him because of you.
But it's not necessary for you guys to have that kind of relationship where you text each other. You
well,
know what
maybe
I mean?
Not text each other.
But obviously, like, if you were just friends and liking you know, like, post, but don't fucking chat. Like, that's weird.
I want to be friends with your boyfriend, though. Like, I want to be able to, well, like, talk to him.
But don't,
like, I talk to
you're
you.
Not, like, you're not going to be like, how's your day going? Like, every, you know what I mean? You're not going to, like, chit-chat with him outside of...
Why can't I chit-chat with him? Like, I want to be friends with him, too.
I'll fucking kill you.
No, like, what? Like, because you know... You got to trust your friends, too. Like, you know that I would never try to, like, steal your boyfriend away from you, right?
There's, like, just a certain relationship you should have with your friends' boyfriends. Like, you know, when my old roommate had her boyfriend, I did have his phone number and stuff like that. But I would only text him if I wanted, like, a certain weed product or if I had a question about something. Like, it would never just be like, hey, what's up?
How you doing? What you thinking about?
Yeah, Like, but obviously, having the... There's got to be some boundaries there, for sure.
But I don't know. I feel like we have such different tastes in men that you would know I'm not going to be like, I like him now.
You never know, dude. You just don't know.
Yeah.
And you never know what he, like, what's going to happen with him. Like, what if he starts liking you? And then it's like...
Okay. Are you worried about that?
I mean, I'm always worried about that.
Are you worried that he would like me, though?
I mean, it's possible. You just never know.
Yeah. Let's go to Joshua Tree and find out.
And find out who he likes.
No, sorry.
Oh, shit.
No, I think it would be fun to go to Joshua Tree as, like, a double date kind of thing, and then just see how, like, all of our relationships bond more.
Progress, yeah.
Because we have no distractions from other people, and, like, we're out there together, and we're just like...
Yeah, taking trips with your SO is definitely a test of your relationship.
Let's go to Joshua Tree.
Okay.
But I guess not this time. No. Another time?
Yeah, another time.
So, KTT years.
It's what?
KTT years. Crispy Bar Topicers. I think we're good. We'll take a check, I guess. KTTers.
We're just getting our check.
I want to tell you guys that my birthday is July 7th. So please send me anything that you want to send me for my birthday.
Virtually, of course.
We're going to have a pool party, actually. And so check out our Instagram story for that. You might see some girls in bikinis, but no faces, because you know how we do.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you.